Well, good afternoon. It's the Afternoon Magazine on WILL, AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. And we're also online at will.illinois.edu. And we're also on Facebook, and we're also on Flickr. And let's see, what else are we on? YouTube. You can find us a lot of different ways, and maybe that's some of what you'd like to talk about this afternoon. I'm Jay Pierce. I'm the program director of WILL AM 580, and I'm the station manager of WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9. And I would be glad to answer any question you might have in your mind about our operation, why we do some of the things we do, why don't we do other things. And if you have any comments, if you have some suggestions, I'd love to hear those too, because this whole public radio thing works better when we have interaction, I believe. And now is your opportunity. Our telephone number locally is 217-333-9455. That's 217-333-9455 if you're local. And if it's long distance for you, we have an 800 number, 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. So why don't you get on the line right now, and we'll have a good discussion, hopefully, this hour. Henry Frain is our technical director. He'll answer the phone and put you on hold and send me a little instant message that you're there, and then I'll pick up the line, and we'll have a talk, and we'll see what you have to say. Whatever's on your mind is fair game. 217-333-9455 or 800-222-9455. Why don't we start here with a call from Chicago, line four. Hello, and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Listen, it isn't that I don't like Mike Solo on Friday, but I wondered what happened to Ed Kieser.
Ed Kieser? He's still around. Ed, to answer your question, has been teaching an atmospheric sciences class over the summertime. So the hours worked out better to have him in the evening doing the weather on our television station. And whenever you don't hear one of them in the morning, it means that they're on the evening shift.
Oh,
and they're doing the television weather for that period of time. And they try to rotate that so nobody gets stuck getting up in the middle of the night, and nobody gets stuck working till all hours of the night. They try to kind of split that up.
I see. I wondered about that. Like I said, Mike Solo does a good job, but I just wondered.
Sure.
There was one more thing. Maybe I missed it, but after the Consumer Electronics Show, what happened? Why didn't Rich Warren make a guest appearance?
Boy, I don't know. I'd have to ask Harriet Williamson that question.
Yeah, because I know he usually comes on afterwards. Mm-hmm. Maybe there just wasn't anything that was...
Maybe the schedules didn't match up or something like that.
Yeah, I know he usually comes on once or twice a year, but he has yet to appear, and I just wondered...
Yeah, that would be a Focus 580.
That's what I saw or didn't see or whatever.
Don't know. I'll ask about that, though. Maybe
we'll
see if we can make that happen. Thank you for the call.
Sure.
All right. I'm up in Chicago. And line one is from Charleston. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
I have a question. I've been listening to the program in the afternoons for many years, and I'm curious why your afternoon announcer that usually comes on at this time is prone to whispering at such a low level where it's oftentimes inaudible, especially if there's any kind of ambient noise in the listening environment.
Uh-huh. Well, having sat in the studio, whether you're talking about Celeste, she doesn't really speak all that quietly. I think it is an artifact of, one, the frequencies of women's voices sometimes don't carry so well on AM radio, and two, we don't use very much processing. Now, when you listen to another AM radio station, you'll hear everything is the same volume and it's very loud. We don't do that. We have more of a dynamic range, and so probably when there's other ambient noise going on, it's a mix of the frequencies of her voice and the fact that that perhaps, you know, she isn't speaking as loudly as some do, but that's reflected on our air where it wouldn't be on another station. It's a very good point, and I'll bring it up again. We do have discussions with our engineering department on a regular basis. We've talked about we had a chief engineer here for many years who wanted to preserve the dynamic range as opposed to doing what they call compressing the signal and making things more of the same volume across the board.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's a good technical answer. My background is in audio, and everything you say makes complete sense, except that, of course, she announces the farm report in the clear, audible voice that you're using right now. And and she's very audible most of the time. She has a tendency to drop off, and the frustrating part is you're listening to the final few words of some comment she's making, and it goes into the inaudible range unless you're in absolute silence, which, of course, she is with headphones on, and it has a definite dynamic effect that I appreciate a lot, but it's to the point where, frankly, I have to turn her off, because if you can't hear what she's saying, what's the point of having the radio on?
Well, you know, I'll pass that along to her. Maybe right. She hasn't realized that. She gets into the interview and the whole thing, and, you know, the reaction to the interview at that point calls, at least in her mind, for her voice to be, you know, the dynamic level of it to change. But I'll bring that up, because if you can't hear it, you know.
No point.
No point in doing it. All right.
It's a great thing, but thank you a lot.
Well, thank you very much for your comment. And, you know, we do appreciate all kinds of comments on the show, because we aren't always out there listening the way that you do to the radio station. And this is one of the best ways that we have to know what's working, what's not working for you. And we are here for you. And that's why I like to come on and do this kind of a show from time to time, to keep in touch, because it would be maybe very pleasurable for me to go out to lunch with all of you and perhaps drive around and visit all of you at home, but that's not really practical. So we gather here at 333-9455 or at 222-9455. That's the 800 number. And we do have some lines open to take your call right now. If there's anything you've been wondering about the station, if there's anything that you've been really upset about, rather than carrying on, you know, that edge or whatever it is, call and get it off your chest right now. And you're talking to somebody as the manager of the station and as the program director, me, Jay Pierce, who can either do something about it or find out, you know, what the heck is up with that and get back to you. And let's go to line two now. This is a call from Burlington?
Burlington, yes, sir.
Illinois, Vermont?
Yeah,
Missouri,
Illinois.
Iowa, Illinois.
No, it's Illinois, yeah.
Where's Burlington, Illinois? I don't even know.
Well, it's Burlington way up by Plano and, you know, Plano.
Oh, okay. And I pride myself with knowing a lot of these towns, because I spend, you know, my hobby is driving around to different places.
There you go.
So, and I've been all up through that area, but never hit Burlington before. Been around Mendota and all those towns. But,
well, if you blink, you'd be... You know,
okay.
I'm actually on the road. I live in Geneva, but
I see.
I'm out and about. I'm all over the place. Your screeners know me pretty well, I think.
I've Great.
Called several times. So, and I, unlike the gentleman before me, I hear you quite well. So I forget the lady's name. She gets on there.
Celeste.
I hear, yes, Celeste is great programming. I hear her all the time, and I mean, I'm up this far north, so. I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe his radio isn't picking it up as good as
that. Radio, and, you know, not all, our hearing's not all the same either. So.
No, that's true, and I'm half deaf myself. So,
yeah. But only half, but you can hear the half Celeste is on.
I hear the other half.
Those frequencies.
All the information. So
okay.
You're not getting any complaint from me. I'm on the positive aspect.
Well, thanks.
Well, and I wanted to tell you guys that. You guys have great shows on there all the time. It's I call it awesome radio. Because everything is very informative. Although I wanted to make a couple of comments. One would be more on the green scene stuff, because it seems like that's where everybody wants to go nowadays.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, anything to do with, especially when it comes to homes being built, because I'm a contractor myself, and I listen to you guys quite often, even on the weekends, and I pick up wealth and information on things that I don't know all there is to know about what I'm doing, and it kind of helps me out. So the more on, you know, like wind generation and solar generation and what we could do to better our homes in the future, so we're not spinning that little dial on the outside of that electric box.
Gotcha.
You know, the more the better. You
okay.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a good, very good recommendations.
I know you guys do really
pass
good
them
to keep
along.
Up with everything, and I know it's kind of hard to do a subject.
Yeah, well, I know we have Larry Lister on, you know, on sealing your home up sometimes, and, of course, Hank and Scott Spies are along, and we have, is it Bill Rose from the Building Council who's on occasionally, but, you know, you're right, green is the thing, and so I'll pass those ideas along to Harriet and see what she can come up with, and Martha for the Focus 580 and the Afternoon Magazine.
And I owe you guys a cup of coffee or two for me being the big mouth here from the northern part of the state. But.
Well, thanks for participating. That's the important thing.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right, yeah. I mean, that's the whole idea. That's what we're here for. To gather, to talk about things, to bring up ideas and see what you think about it and bring you in on the conversation, because we're not the only ones who have ideas around here. And line one, this is a caller from Champaign. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Sure can.
All right. Producer or the phone, whoever answered the phone had an issue. But okay, so when do you think you'll have Harry Shearer on at a time that I can still hear him? Even though I'm west, you know, I'm so close to y'all, but I'm west of Mattis.
Yeah, I know.
You get west of Mattis, and you know, because you said you live west.
I live west of Mattis. I live down in Rolling Acres.
So you really, you know, it just, you lose it. It just gets lost.
Yeah, you do. Well, you know what I did? I got an HD radio, and I hear it just fine.
I know.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It sounds just like FM, because it is.
But they don't have HD in a, because we don't have just random radios around. They all serve certain functions.
Yeah.
Like, a shower radio,
mm-hmm.
or a an alarm clock radio.
Now, they do have alarm clocks.
They do? Where?
Sure.
You went to the big box store. And
no, forget them. You know, it is the biggest frustration in life is going to a store and trying to find an HD radio. So go online.
Okay.
And go to, here, I'll give you an address. It's really easy. It's HD radio, all one word, HDRADIO, HDRadio.com.
Okay.
And there you will be able to, on that site, look at a list of just about every HD radio that's produced. And I am not completely positive whether there's whether you can. I don't think you can buy them off that site, but it will show you where you can go to do it. And I'll just go ahead and name a couple of places. You know, Radio Shack is not a bad site place to find them. Whether they have them in the stores all the time or not is one thing. But
my husband went there and he was very successful.
Well, just go online. In fact, they have a new clock radio that's even got an iPod docking port in it that they're selling right now.
That won't do me any good.
but if you go to that HDRadio.com, Amazon.com has a lot.
Oh, Amazon does have them. Okay.
You know, and I would really rather have people shop local. I'm one of those people who does that when I can. But when you can't find what you want, and I think the big box store around here has like one model of one radio. Radio Shack has had a couple models that are, you know, they got discontinued on them. But then I bought a real nice Polk audio unit from them. But I've never seen it again. And so, you know, I don't know. And I've tried talking to people in the stores and they say, well, there's really no demand. There's no stations on HD. I go, yeah, there are. You got us. You got an oldies channel on HD here in town now. You got, you know, and it's growing. It's only going to get bigger. So, I said, you could be on the leading edge of this revolution that's going to come, and everybody would come to you, and you'd make, you know, well, they look at me. And
I know. That's all about volume.
But that's your best.
I'll take a look at that.
Take a look and see, and that's probably the best answer. Put Harry at an earlier time. I don't know. I could, but you know, it's that old game of when.
Yeah.
What would I take off, and how many people would I upset to please? Maybe how many people? You know, and I don't know.
Rich Warren's talked about it a little bit, but it's not something that, you know, is really on the screen of a lot of, at least retailers at this point, although maybe manufacturers are thinking a little bit more.
Well, you know, and it's the chicken and egg thing. And now we've got, besides us, we have another station that's broadcasting something different on their HD channel. So you got two things.
Do the HD radios also pick up the analog?
Yes, they do. Yeah, they pick up everything you get now. And plus they'll get the HD channel.
Okay.
We have the two right now, but the two and three are just rebroadcasting the AM. They're doing the same thing. Eventually, HD3 will be a whole new channel.
Okay.
Probably in the not too distant future. And then we have, there's another one now, 94.5 FM, Mix 94.5, has an oldies station on their HD2.
Oh, okay.
So if you like oldies, you know.
That's not a bad idea.
There you go.
Here's another thing. Okay, so Friday evening,
mm-hmm.
I want to say it was about 6 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
I was going to turn on some classical music on 90.9.
Yeah.
What happened?
Good timing. Well, when the storm started ripping through, the power went out in Monticello, so, and our transmitter's out near Monticello. And so our TV station was off the air. And
oh, boy. I didn't know that.
Good, okay. Good timing, too, you know. I mean, here comes a storm when you need it.
And I'll put a little music in the background.
Yeah.
It was this hard rock.
Yeah, I don't know what you were hearing, because when we go off the air. Yeah, when we go off the air, you get something else from somewhere else. And
okay, maybe it's just like, you know, sometimes you have that interlude music.
No.
And maybe it's going to clear up. But really, this shouldn't be on a classical station. Okay,
yeah, well, that was it.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a bunch and great work.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the call. Uh-huh. Bye. And let's go to line two. Caller from Urbana, I believe. Hi.
Yes. I was in Philadelphia for a week and a half a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Listened to NPR and wanted to tell you that it certainly is nice to hear the time given during the hour.
Oh, really?
And
they don't give the time?
It's extremely nice to have such fantastic weather reports and know that they're going to be on at particular times and catch them. It really is just worth whatever you guys got to do to have it happen that way. And it's very reassuring to have Ed or one of these guys on the radio when the wind is blowing and we're wondering what's going on outdoors. I like BBC in the middle of the night, and a gentle reminder that some of us are trying very hard to support this station, but if I want to watch TV, I'm going to have to pay for cable because I live in the wrong part of Urbana.
Oh, and you can't get it off an antenna?
No, and I know other people that have also had to subscribe to cable in order to watch channels.
Wow.
And so even buying a new radio means I got to make a choice. I can't do everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I know. I hear you.
Okay. So thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Yeah. One of the things with the antenna, I know I've said this, you know, I got this antenna that I've seen it online somewhere. I don't know what it's called, but because I don't have cable, I get television over the air, and setting this thing up, it was a lot better than the regular rabbit ears, and it works for get channel 12 VHF. It works for UHF, and looking at it from the top. I mean, it's like this little stand, and then it's got this piece of wire, not thin wire, but, you know, half inch wide and just a fraction of an inch thick. It's kind of like a ribbon maybe. But if you look at it from the top, it looks kind of like a big bow tie, and then you take the ends of the bow tie and pull them out a little bit. So it's not, you know, straight on the ends. But I don't know how to describe it, but it works really well, and it gets all of the channels, with the exception of one, and that's the Fox channel that I think a lot of people have a problem getting. But it gets 15, it gets all these others so far, and it's in an interior room of my house. So if I move it around to an exterior wall, it'll probably do a lot better. And so anyway, that's kind of a recommendation on that. But I was talking to Rich Warren about this, and he says, you know, sometimes it's as simple, if you can, you know, get the antenna as high as you can in an attic or better yet, outside. If you can just put something outside, and there are some halfway inexpensive antennas. Certainly if you're going to, you know, pay the monthly cost of cable, you could pay for them in a couple, 3 months. And you can put these antennas outside if you really don't need all of the other services that you get from cable, and you just want to receive television off the air. You can get these pretty commonly available, and that's the key. It's to get as little between the antenna and the station's broadcast tower and you in the way of buildings and other things that absorb signals and bounce them off and interfere with them. And that's the same thing with a radio, too. It's basically trying to be kind of line of sight. And our FM transmitter and TV transmitter are on the same tower about 25 miles west along Interstate 72. So that's where you want to kind of point when you're trying to do this. And with the HD radio, so, you know, you want to be on the west side of the house with your antenna and try to get in a window or something that the signal can get through the easiest. We do have another call to get to, and I will in just a sec, but I want to mention again, I'm Jay Pearson. I'm the station manager of WILL Radio and the program director of AM 580. This is a talk to the manager. You can ask questions about just about anything to do with our operations or make a comment if you'd like. This is a way that we stay in touch with you. One of the things I want to say about HD radio first is NPR has been commissioned to do a study, NPR Labs, about raising the power that our digital signal can be transmitted at, because it's only a fraction of our analog signal. It is more efficient, but the level the FCC set it at, the maximum, is not enough to fully replicate our analog signal. So you may be able to hear 90.9 just fine, but you can't get 90.9 HD. And so what NPR is doing is trying to do some studies to find out how much stations would be able to raise the power of their digital signal to more closely replicate the analog signal where you can hear it. So you would, where you hear the analog signal, you'd also be able to get the digital signal. That would help a lot. Hopefully, they'll be getting done with those studies and making the recommendations in fairly short order. Line one, Champaign, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. A couple of comments.
Sure.
More than questions.
Mm-hmm.
But the HD radio, you guys had one of your fundraisers was HD radio.
Mm-hmm.
A while back. And so we made a pledge and got our HD radio that way.
Good. Is it working for you?
It's great.
Great.
It's
now, which model did you get? You know?
We got the replacement model. Let's see. It says Cambridge Soundworks.
Cambridge Soundworks. That's an excellent one. You know what? Unfortunately, they stopped making those.
Oh.
You know,
well, it works very well.
I think, yeah.
And it didn't take any time to set up with the antenna.
And it's got the nice rod antenna like you're used to using on a radio.
Yeah. Well, we never had a antenna on the radio before.
Yeah.
But this one, it's in the middle of the house and it works fine.
Great. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. But I do hate digital television.
Okay.
Because we have interior antennas. We got the tuners months and months ago, and we still have yet to have more than one TV in the house that we can get all the stations on.
Oh, my.
And like last night with WILL TV, it was it kept going digital at times.
Yeah, pixelates.
Yeah, pixelate, exactly. And so if we were disking that program, it was the Kennedy thing that was being run last night, and if we had been disking it, it would have been a mess. But
you're
it
right.
was all night long, and it was on both TVs that we get channel.
Yeah, now see, I was watching that too last night, and it was just fine at my house.
Yeah,
so,
and I don't know. See, but if the wind, when the wind comes up, like we're in the country, the wind comes up, half the time the picture comes and goes. You can go up and try to adjust the antenna for half an hour different ways, and it won't, you know, settle down.
Wow.
So, I mean, I hate digital. I think it's a conspiracy by someone. Kill the analog stations and make us all pay for cable.
Well, you know that, and I'm not saying one way or the other because I don't, you know, I don't comment. But the government does get to sell all of that old analog channel space.
Exactly.
So there you go. Follow the money. Somebody said one time.
Exactly. Someone is going to make a killing off of this, and unfortunately, it's not going to be us.
Yeah.
But I don't know if digital's going to get any better TV-wise. Some stations come in better than others, and we have, you know, some TVs get one station or another, and the others don't. So it's just very frustrating.
Yeah, it's fidgety. It really is, because we live in an area that there are a lot of competing. There's a lot of competing RF radio frequency going around this area, and in Champaign, it's really hard to get the signals from out of town into here, and all the television transmitters are out of town, and it's tough.
Yeah,
you know. So, Well,
I just hate the thought that we're going to have to pay for TV if we, you know, if we can't get it to.
Yeah. Do you have an outdoor antenna, or is it?
No,
doing
we're, rabbit ears? We're discussing that. But being in the country, an outdoor antenna is another. It's a source for lightning and a source for problems because of the wind.
Do you have an attic?
Yeah, we do.
Can you get it up in the attic or something? Sometimes
that
works.
That's a thought to do something like that.
Yeah, because that at least it doesn't remove all the barriers between you and the thing, but
we've been
that might help.
Listening to your shows where you're recommending different antennas.
And, well, good luck to you because I live in that domain too, and I know I can't watch The Simpsons, and it's really egging me.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
But one last comment on Celeste's voice. I know she does modulate her voice, but I think that makes it more interesting. So I can understand the caller's frustration about it, but I think she gives a more emphasis to things that way. And if she were just flat voiced, it wouldn't be as interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So at any rate, thank you very much. We appreciate all you guys do.
Well, thank you very much for your great comments.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, and our telephone numbers are 333-9455, and also, I'm writing something down here, 1-800-222-9455. And we have another caller on line 2 from Champaign. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I hate to call in and be negative.
Well, go ahead.
I try to be positive
while
expressing my frustrations. I love NPR, and so I want to love your station, but I've just been so disappointed. For a university town, it just seems so heavily biased towards agriculture. And I know that this is a land-grant university. I'm a faculty member, and my husband and almost everybody we know here is faculty. But at the same time, almost everybody that I know that is faculty does not listen to the station because of that ag bias. I'm not saying all faculty members. I'm saying the ones that we know. We've lived all over the country, and I just really miss more grown-up, if you can say, shows like Talk of the Nation, On Point with Tom Ashbrook, Fresh Air, which I know you have, but it's at night, and who listens at night? It's hard. I just really miss those types of shows that were on during the day, and I should say we came from Iowa State University in Ames, which you would think, would have an agricultural bias, which it did a little bit, but I was really shocked to find when I came here even more than Iowa State.
You know, we do a total of less than 1 hour of agricultural programming every day.
Well, okay.
There's 23 hours of other programming, one hour, and that's cumulative. That's all of the time that we spend doing agriculture by day. And then we do a half hour on Saturday morning. So that's it.
Well, I say agriculture because I'm so unfamiliar with it. I'm including in that weather.
Oh, the weather too. Okay.
And rural, all the kind of rural history of potluck type of stuff.
Yeah. I got you. I get what you're
saying. It's so nice to have something like Talk of the Nation.
Yeah.
I've never been to a university town that didn't have Talk of the Nation, at least.
But we do the afternoon magazine. So you would say that we should get rid of the show we're doing right now in the afternoon and put on Talk of the Nation. Instead of the afternoon, instead of local. Well, what happens then? And I'm not picking on you. I'm going through the thought process that I have to.
I take it because I'm picking on you.
No, that's okay. No, I want to go through the exercise that I go through with myself because I program the station and I know what's out there. I know what's available. It's really good stuff. So what happens then when the internet keeps advancing and everybody starts listening to Talk of the Nation? You can listen to it anywhere. You can listen to it on hundreds of internet radio stations right now, and you can podcast it, and you can get it all these different ways. And then what happens to distinguish why would you pick WILL from among all of those places? Once we continue to morph, and we're not there maybe today, but in a few years, we're going to be there and we're going to be listening to radio in a much different way. And where will WILL be in the priority list if you can get Talk of the Nation right from NPR or from all of these other places in cyberspace? And that's one of the things I have to think about.
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, and, I'll tell you what Iowa State did, Iowa Public Radio.
Yeah.
From 9 to 10, they had Talk of the Nation.
Mm-hmm.
On Point.
On Point, yeah.
And then from about 11 to 1, they had local programs, like you do. Then 1 to 2 was Talk of the Nation.
Then they did Talk of the Nation.
And then 3 to 4 was Fresh Air. So they did have 11 to 1 as the local programs, but I don't know why.
We do a lot of local, and it's not typical of a public radio station. But, you know, having said that, and again, I'm not picking on you. I'm just working because you're great. You have good thoughts, and you're responsive here. But we're one of the top 30 public radio stations in the country.
Yeah, I'm sure you are, and I know you do a great job, and I know that it's just weird because we've lived in so many other places, and I love NPR, but I'll tell you, I'm just not interested in listening for an hour to people calling in asking what the weather in Minnesota is going to be like next weekend, because I can look, you know, weatherchannel.com, there it is.
I know it's different.
But that's an hour long of when I just turn it off. Or I have to say, I agree with the caller. Celeste Quinn seems like a very nice person, very great, but it's like a parody of that they do on a SNL.
Well, let me give you one other thing, okay? I'm going to throw out one other thing. Less than half of our audience is in Champaign-Urbana.
It's in the more rural areas.
More than half of our audience is spread out in all of the counties between Chicago and Mount Vernon and Indianapolis and Monticello.
Like. So I kind of wish there was more kind of a university town option.
We need another station.
Maybe another station.
Well, that's an idea.
Because I know that the rural interest is there. And, you know, I know the weather call-in shows are very popular. So I do know that there's a demand for that. But I also know that you're losing a lot of people in the university community that would like to hear more kind of just national news.
Mm-hmm.
With a couple hours during the day of local stuff, you know, obviously. But
well, that's a good thing. I'm really glad you spent the time and talked this through with me.
It's something that's been bothering me, so I thought, they're having a good time.
Sure, because
they're asking for opinions.
Well, because here's the deal, and here's part of what we go through, and this is a very serious topic for us, I want you to know. And I'm really glad you brought it up, because this station was here for decades before the community grew. You know, we've been here since 1923. I haven't, but the station has. And what's happened over the years is that the community has grown and become more sophisticated. The university's grown and all of this. And the station has tried to respond, because we were here way before NPR. You know, we added NPR. A lot of stations that you hear NPR on either began after NPR started, or they were like college radio stations with students on, you know, and stuff. And then they switched. You know, we were here with a solid, you know, format for a long time. And so it's hard to just, you know, all of a sudden say, okay, we're going to go over and do that. So what we've tried to do here is a couple of things. One is to add the NPR programming we could into the format. And, you know, we try to pick the ones that are the ones that we think will be the most relevant to the community.
We have the most important ones, which are Morning Edition and
which is
considered.
Yeah, and then
have to have those.
Fresh Air is come and gone. It's a financial thing.
Yeah.
But it's back now, and could it go back to 3 o'clock? Well, it could. But, you know, in the meantime, the world has grown a lot of listeners, and so now we're sitting there going, how do you juggle that? The agriculture programming is extremely successful, unfortunately for you. And not only does it have a lot of listeners and generate a lot of activity on our website, but, you know, I'm going to tell you, I'll just say very frankly, because we don't, you know, I don't make it a practice to get on the air and talk about, you know, the finances to detail, but it is one of those things that, you know, you look at the various departments we have here, what pays for itself, what doesn't, what subsidizes the other thing, what are corporate, and agriculture actually pays for itself. And not many of the things we do can we say that. And it throws off money that supports other programming that we do, like pays for Morning Edition and All Things Considered, stuff like that.
Yeah, no, so, I'm sure. Yeah, I guess I was just surprised that it would be even more than Iowa State. But also, I wonder how things would shift if you had those other programs on and attracted more, a different audience that might be more likely to contribute during pledge drives.
Well, they might. They might and they might not because, you know, we had fresh air on the air at 3 o'clock, which a lot thought, you know, that's a time when a lot of stations ran it for a long time.
Yeah.
And it didn't even have as big an audience as this program that I'm talking on right now.
Really?
And it, and when pledge drives came around, it never got more than one or two or three calls for pledges. And we used to run there was another show. We ran only a game on the weekends. Same thing. Had a lower audience than most of the stuff around it, including the agriculture show. And we very rarely ever got a pledge mentioning only a game. And there have been some, you know, of those mainstay shows that everybody thought. Prairie Home Companion, great listenership. Yeah. Nobody ever pledges to support it. I shouldn't say nobody, but very few people do. And so that's a frustration for us because we can't operate without the money. And if people say they love these shows and we got to have them, you got to support them too, you know.
Sure.
So, and our experience hasn't always been that the support's been there for them.
Right.
So, and Fresh Air is back on the air basically because we had somebody, you know, who said, all right, well, how do we get it back on the air? And I said, well, we've got to be able to afford it. So they took it under their own power to go out and make sure that happened. So kudos to them.
Talk of the nation.
Well, you know, I mean, but then we got to find the time, and that runs during this time slot.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's hard. It's.
I'm sure you guys are doing what's best for the station. I just thought I'd
throw another opinion out there. Well, I really appreciate the fact that you did that and didn't just sit back and say, you know, let it fester. Because, you know, it gets the thinking process going again here, and we'll, you know, it'll be brought up in our meetings.
Okay.
All right?
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. All right. Let's go to line three, who has been waiting from Champaign. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Actually, this is going to be easy. See, we've been a long one now. You get a little break here in terms of my question.
Sure.
With your reception, you know, you have one indoors, right, in terms of reception for the antenna?
Yeah.
Storms and stuff in that order, it doesn't survive that, right? In other words, what I'm getting at is that I have one. I actually have one, a flat one. Works pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I'm over here in Southwest Champaign. But when the storms and stuff, you know, get, you know, I pick up the interference.
Oh, is that on AM, FM, TV, what?
On the TV, I'm sorry.
On the TV, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Every time there's a storm, or was this a particular occasion?
Usually in terms of, or when it's building. I mean, it won't be extreme sometimes, or
yeah,
maybe you get some variation or fluctuation.
Sure.
The 12-1 is what is that now? That's
our main channel, the PBS, the what you're used to have been calling channel 12 all along.
Okay, but what I'm getting at is that VHF or not VHF? Is it VH and UHF? Is that what it is?
It's VH. It's all VHF. It's whether it's HD or not.
Okay.
HD or SD,
okay.
And that is the HD channel.
Okay. What I find actually is that the same way through Fox, which I actually view as no great loss, you know, I can't get Fox.
Uh-huh.
But I did try what it was something like a Turk or something or other, and they're around $75 or so.
Yeah.
But it will pick it up, but sometimes again it won't, and sometimes it picks up other stuff. And I figured, hey, as long as I get, your station. And pretty good generally, and a couple of the others, hey, that's just because I actually watch a lot of documentaries and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm just sorry everybody has so much. And you know, I mean, I'm right there with you. It aggravates me that the whole, everything we, you know, had to be upset by this, and it's supposedly for the good. I like to look at the bright side and say, well, you're going to get a lot more channels, and we do. Get, you know, I mean, we have three channels now for WILL TV, and you know, Channel 3 puts their Channel 49 on, you know, their second channel, so you can get that here now, and WEIU down out of Charleston has two channels going, and then you can hear their radio station. So, you know, there's some really cool stuff happening with it, but the technology just, you know, it's
Well, the quality, the quality is incredible. I mean, I have the old analog, and I at least got a good converter box. I had a bad one, and I changed brands and got one that really worked well. But complaint there, and the quality is certainly a heck of a lot better than what I was seeing before.
Yeah, it is. You're right. And I'm in the same setup as you. I got a nice converter box. I get the menu, you know, and stuff like I'm used to having from when I had the satellite TV. But
okay, but
well, hang in there with it.
Sometimes it happens on weekends. Is that is this when the interns work?
What on the when the TV isn't working right?
Well, no. I mean, even on the radio station sometimes, because there seems to be some glitches occasionally where somebody's talking over a program.
Yeah.
And then also, I know that probably you do have interns, and they probably do work a little more often on the week.
No, actually, we don't have any interns. We have a news intern usually, but that's a part-timer. But a lot of the time, nobody's here.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's the computer messing up, or the person who programmed the computer.
Oh, there you go. So, now, that's for the radio and also TV?
Well, television's automated to begin with. There is a person here in television who has to load the tapes and stuff that play next and record the things. Mm-hmm. But in radio, that's all automated too. But there is somebody here from 10 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday in radio. And television has somebody here. So there is somebody in the building.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just not directly operating the radio station. It's a computer doing that.
So what happens if there's a mistake there, then it takes a while to correct it, then, a little bit.
Sometimes it just depends on when it happens, you know, but from 10 to 6, and there is somebody here when we're doing a live talk show and stuff like that, and then there's somebody here to do the weather in the evening. So, you know, it's just various, but the computers run it some of the time.
But I think, back to the radio station, in terms of, I think it's a nice sort of change of pace between David and Celeste. You know, in terms of tone.
They are a little different, yeah. Yeah, they each bring their own thing to it. So.
Well, I wouldn't want to hear somebody like David in the afternoon. I mean, I think the morning's enough. And
mood's a little, yeah.
With Celeste. So.
All right. Anyway. Well, thank you much for your comments.
Great.
And keep, hang in there with the TV. You know, a solution will have to happen. I don't know.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye. And let's see. I guess we're running out of time. Is that it? Thanks to everybody who called. Can we get line one on? Okay. Line one from Champaign. You've been waiting patiently. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. I'll be brief. I have two things, one programming and one reception. I won't go into reception, but I just, so here's another person who's having problems. And my 12 sometimes, just a little bit of a breeze, and the picture is off and on and off and on. It's really aggravating. And the other thing, I have a radio that picks up audio for TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen, particularly, say Charlie Rose, for instance, or the news, I listen to it on the radio. And at this point, I cannot get audio only from Channel 12 anymore. And that's something that I just...
That's the way it is, because it's digital now, and that's an analog radio, and we don't broadcast actually on Channel 12 anymore.
Well, I know.
So the only station you can probably still get that is Channel 3, right?
Well, for now, I don't know if that will.
That'll be gone in June.
And Channel 12 is really the one. I should be able to get in on an HD radio.
No, you can't get the TV channels on radio anymore, unless they start building a radio that gets the digital TV channels. Because they're all Channel 3 is the last one left on the old analog.
Right. Well, what I wondered about, because I really do. I'm a radio person.
Yeah.
But I do watch watch Will as well. And as far as programming, I guess I'll remind people of how hard your job is. I wouldn't care if Fresh Air never came on again.
Is that right? Okay.
But at any rate, I do like your programming. And, maybe when Celeste and David retire, we could consider some of these national programs, because they are good and we hear them. But then I'm just going to say that the university has a real, their mission is reaching out to people, that's all kinds of people. And some people come here and that level of reaching out that a land grant school has is just beyond their level of tolerance, and they move on. And I hope, you know, that we do reach out to people in inner cities and all kinds of people, and that means there are going to be things on our university station that I don't like, and maybe you wouldn't particularly like personally.
I don't like everything
but
we have on the air.
But they serve somebody.
But they do serve somebody, or they wouldn't be there, and you're
right.
And
so,
I wish...
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for such a great call. I truly wish that, you know, we had five channels, and we could do that, because there is so much great stuff out there that you want to put on and you want to serve everybody with. It's a balancing act, but it's really important to know what you're thinking as we make the decisions on what we can put on them and what we're not able to. Thank you very much for the input. And you can always send us an email at willamfm.edu at UIU at illinois.edu. It's on our website. Go to, I can't remember all this off the top of my head, honestly, but if you go to will.illinois.edu, you can find a way to send us comments. You can direct them right to me, Jay Pierce, Program Director of AM 580 and Station Manager WILL AM and FM. And thanks to Henry Frayne, our Technical Director, and again for all the folks who called. I've written down all your comments, and I'll pass them around to all our relevant folks, and we'll see what we can do.